Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Talk with Marie Live, and I'm your host, Marie. I started the show with Only For You by Seth Wiegand, known as Mankind Tracer in Second Life. So last night, I had a full night of live shows in Second Life. First, I went to see James Almost, Under the Willows, in Second Life. It was simultaneously on Concert Window, great concert as always. And then I had to choose between, well, basically I was jumping between two sems. So I went to see Tuxo OK at Solo Winds. That's like a regular gig. And so packed venue, packed fun. That was like really great. And then I wanted to see Seth because I've never been to that venue before, which sounded very interesting. So this is my curiosity getting the best of me. So I popped over just to see what was going on. And there was a contest for the best red and black, naturally. So I went over. I didn't win, of course, but it was fun just listening to Seth doing some covers, originals, and every month he has a free song that you get to download for free on his website. So if you go on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Seth Wiegand Music, you'll be able to like the page and then download the song. And so this month, the cover, which is very popular, beyond popular, Seth was actually commenting on how many download this band, One Republic, has received for the music videos and just the song itself. It's just really popular. So, Counting Stars, this is the song of the month. So, don't miss out. August is almost over. Just go on there and you should be able to get your own copy. Okay, so that's always a perk. Always a perk to be able to get these freebies. And then, oh my God, hold and behold, I didn't even realize Seth was on SoundCloud. So now I'm following him on SoundCloud. So Facebook and his website has everything. But I love SoundCloud. And so you can listen to some oldies and some new stuff, covers, originals. I always go straight for the originals. One of my favorite song, I believe he has a video of that as well, is Inside Your Dreams. I really love that. And I love when he does acoustic, just full on, just 100% Seth and originals. So check that out. You can also go on SoundCloud/Seth Wiegand Music. And you'll be able to listen to some of his music. Seth has been in Second Life. My God, I think it's been 9 years, and he's been giving away these downloads for the past 3 or so. So great musician, always promoting kindness and being good to others. So he's awesome. So check him out. And then yesterday I didn't give you guys what I was reading for the weekend. And I mentioned that I've been on a binge of Super Soul Sunday. So I'm watching shows from like 2012. And as I was watching the interview with author Sarah Ban Brithnash, I believe, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, the book is called Simple Abundance, A Daybook of Comfort and Joy. This came out years ago. And as I'm listening to the interview, I'm thinking, this is one of the books in my collection. I can see it right from my desk. And so I didn't have to go request a copy or get one from my library. I have it. I own it, which is great. And I think this is one of those books, either I bought it secondhand or, again, I don't think I got it new. And it's always so fascinating when you find that this book was a gift to someone who decided to give it away. And it's so amazing. It wasn't a gift to me, but there's a birthday card exactly on the page for my birthday, in there, which I'm keeping this card because it's such a great story. Just to find something like this that's so special. Someone went out and get you this book, and then somebody decided, to give it away. And so their loss is my gain. And so this book, basically, it's 366 essays, one for every day of the year plus one. And it's written for women who wish to live their own light, by their own light. And so to me, this book is really, anyone can get this. This particular author, she has so many different books, and this was on the bestsellers list for a good 19 weeks when he first came out. At the time, I wasn't really reading it, so I'm kind of glad. I don't know what it means. I'm sure there's a meaning behind it that I'm getting this now. And so when I open it to August 22nd, it's the poetry prescription. So she started with a quote from Robert Haven Schaffler that says, "Poetry affords us a respite in which we may gather renewed strength for the old struggle to adapt ourselves to reality." And I thought, oh my God, this is perfect. Perfect for me, it is. And so, one of the paragraphs she says, "Many of us resist the power of poetry to illuminate our path because we have such bad memories of dissecting stanzas in high school English. Some of us also have an inferiority complex about poetry, viewing it as a mentoric art that only the well-educated, literate, and erudite can appreciate. But poets are the first to disagree. They know poetry is real and personal." And she also went on to quote Rita Dove, who is America's youngest and first African American poet laureate. And Ms. Dove says, "Poetry connects you to yourself, to the self that doesn't know how to talk or negotiate." She says, she continues, she believes that poetry has the ability to restore a sense of mystery, a sense of wonder to a daily round. I'm saying yes, yes, yes. Yes to all that, because I've heard the same thing in terms of people who may not necessarily be into poetry, but they have a misperception of poetry, of poets, and they don't really care to even give it a chance. And so she's recommending reading a poem a day, and then writing a favorite verse from it on a card or try to commit it to memory, which is a great exercise. And so I love that. And also to make a poem of one's day's dialogue with yourself, with your authentic self. So there are a lot of great ways. I mean, I think being in Boston, there are readings, and now with Second Life and other sort of virtual platforms, you can hear poetry. You don't necessarily have to write poetry, but tons of people are reading poetry. Like I look on Blog Talk Radio sometimes, there are so many shows just solely on poetry. So great opportunity to really to listen to the written word. And then tomorrow, oh my gosh, I cannot believe August 22nd and 23rd have like a perfect subject for me. So you're gonna have to stay tuned for tomorrow's show so I can tell you what August 23rd, what the highlight of that day is in the book. So again, the book is called Simple Abundance, A Daybook of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Ban Brithnash. And you can still get this book, either your local bookstore, it's in the library, you can get it online, very easy to find. So it's been out for quite a while. And then today, you know, I'm already practicing what I'm saying to you. I went to Clannick's Saturday open mic at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 6 a.m. SLT. And wonderful group. Got to read some poem. I read some of my work. And then I read a few, maybe just one from Jennifer Cheng's book, History, The History of Anonymity, which eventually I'm going to return that. So great crowd. It's great because I read some pieces I've written during National Poetry Month back in April. And because I'm sort of in editing mode and just getting this collection of stories ready, it's great to listen to poetry, but I have not been writing as much. And so I'm just trying to finally get this collection of flash fiction out once and for all. It's been way overdue. And let's see, I promise you guys I was going to have you hear a little bit of, I talked about Tim Behrens, whom I've met a few days ago on Blab. And Tim is also on SoundCloud, has a lot of songs on there, lots and lots. And again, I was trying to decide what to share with you guys that can sort of capture Tim. What can I share? So Tim, instrument, lots of different instrument. He's a songwriter. And he performs, he's a solo artist. He plays the guitar and he's part of a Midwest bass band, two of them, Dream West and Half Price Buddha. So he's been performing for more than 20 years. And he composes, he uses the iPad, and he's pretty active with the online music community. And so, which is probably how I ended up meeting him through James Olmos, because he was on Blab, which is really great. So lots of different songs. Some of them I find to be very poetic. Just the titles alone are very enticing. Very enticing. And so you guys can check out Tim on SoundCloud. And it's Tim Behrens, Behrens. And you'll be able to find tons of great music by Tim. I love going to some older ones. Okay, so I'm going to do, there's some that go always there. There are a lot of sampling, and then there are some that are individually set up. So here's Always There by Tim Behrens. Again, you can find him on SoundCloud. He has his own page. Go to timbarons.com. Then you'll learn all about Tim. So I'm hoping I'll run into him again on Blab and other social media out there. Right now, what's going on Concert Window? Cafe Lina has Christine Levin and Don White performing. Then there are tons of shows happening right now. We have Jennifer Knapp, then Level 5 Live from Seabrook, Texas. Then at 8 p.m. we have Steve Wynn, John Staz, then Welcome Back. Then we have a chamber band at 9 p.m. Then 9 p.m. again, we have Gina Chavez, the Bugle Boy. Then at the same time, Grab the Night Tour is going on. And then we have Gina Veneer all at the same time. So again, if you are not on Concert Window, you can just check out one of those shows. If there's a musician you know, you can just follow them and you'll get notices when they are performing. So I want to thank all of my listeners, all the followers on Twitter. Thank you so much for your support. I'll be back tomorrow for more on books, music, and poetry, and what's going on in Second Life and Concert Window. So tomorrow's going to be all about poetry, and I promise I'm going to share a little bit more from Simple Abundance, the book by Sarah Ban Breath. And if you're reading anything, going to any concert, let me know. You can message me directly on Twitter or just email me. You can follow me on Blog Talk Radio, on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest and Tumblr, all over. So again, thank you for listening. And I will be back tomorrow with more of your favorite stuff. It's more like my favorite stuff, all right? So enjoy the rest of the weekend, and see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.